our last meeting of the year underway. It's December 27th. It's 9 a.m. in the morning. We have a very short agenda. But if you could just join for a moment of silence and then we'll say the pledge. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Roll call, please.
Yes, Mr. Charlie Hawkins here. Mayor Lynn Stewart.
Here.
Bonnie Youngman.
Here.
Dark Poland.
Here.
And then we have Councilor Davidson, Bill, and Mayor Chris Bates.
Okay, I guess we're going to do them individually. Motion to excuse Mr. Hill.
So moved.
Second. And move in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carries. Motion to excuse Mr. Davidson. So moved.
Second. Okay, we know who you are.
Okay. Motion to excuse Mr. May.
So moved.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, that's your vote. Did I ask for the vote for Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Okay, I did. All right. Consent agenda consists of approval of bills in the amount of $15,095.98, approval of the December 13th City Council minutes, and amending the purchase and sale agreement between the City of Blaine and Bosporus Properties for the purchase of 665 Peace Portal Drive. Someone like to move consent approval of the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, same sign. Motion carries 4-0. Okay, we have just one action item today, consideration of a weather-related utility shutoff delay. Mr. Heverling is going to go over this. We have some options to look at.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and council members. So this is a RFCA that we developed to approve potential weather-related shutoffs. The dates on here are December 27th to Friday, December 31st, but as we can all see, this hit a couple days earlier than we were expecting. So this is just something to bring before the council in light of the temperature that was forecast to be 19 degrees. Today it's actually 9 degrees, so it's a little less than before from that forecasting. There's several options here, potential that council could do to take action in light of this cold weather. The first one would be business as usual, and then leave shops and potentially leaving people without heat. Option two is to implement all provisions of the Blaine Municipal Code, except the actual turn off of service, so we'd still be able to wait. It's just we wouldn't just actually turn anything off. The third option would be to use ARPA funds to implement a utility relief program that pay for current utility bill for people at risk being shut off. We didn't put it down here, but a fourth option would be just to not take any action. So no motion, no action, and nothing happens. So those are the different options that you have running for dealing with this inclement weather. And I'd be ready for any questions that you have.
I do. I was wondering, I don't think shutting the power off to anybody at this point, this time of year, this climate is anyway. And I think that the use of the ARPA funds for paying the bills that certain individuals can make is a good idea. But I was hoping that we could talk about combining those things. With that not shutting anyone off, and then giving those that need the opportunity to apply to the city to have their utility bills covered by the ARPA funds. Other than that, then it shouldn't be business as usual. I mean, they'll still get, you know, being treated as if their power were shut off and continue to build their, you know, account, whatnot. To the extent that we possibly can, I can't imagine you can charge someone for a cutoff and turn it back on, but it didn't happen. Like the rebuilding fees or whatever it is that normally happens is something that we can consider.
Yeah, we can still charge the late fee. And you're right, they're going to have shut off. We have not shut off.
Right.
So just give a late fee, which they're already late. In December 15th is the deadline. So that would be the only fee that I think is $16,000.
Right.
Then we could modify our existing ARPA relief program to add a like 1 month relief fee if we want to make a motion.
I think we should.
Again, can I just ask a question? Excuse me if you haven't already answered it. How many people are we talking about? And do we know anything about their status? Are there any children involved? And has Cap been involved with that?
Yeah, Cap has been involved. And whether children are involved, I'm not sure. But there's last time I talked to our utility billing rep, it's like 60 accounts. So I would assume someone potentially had children. Because in the last turn off in November, one of the people was very upset at children. So I would assume children are in it.
So Garth, you're talking about going with option three with the understanding that they would have to apply and there'd only be a 1 month to give them.
Right, whatever seems prudent to accounting, of course. But I think we should. I'd like to make a motion that we approve our third option with leaving people's utilities on, continuing their billing cycle stuff as usual, but giving them the opportunity to apply for relief under the ARPA funding that we have.
Real quick, extra information is on those 60 or so accounts we're talking, approximately 30 of all of them are ARPA, if they all apply, be about $12,000 or so. That's what we can believe.
And I don't know how we would make a decision as to see who got the relief funding or not, because you know some people that just refuse to pay the bill. And be that as it may, I don't think shutting their power off for this, you know, that just doesn't seem like an option. You know, I don't think that that's the kind of people we are. So, but you know, at the same time, if it's a you know vastly delinquent account, I don't know that I'm not sure that decision would have to be made by department, I guess, and to see who quote unquote deserves the relief. You know, I mean, you could have what's the word? When somebody's a consistent man, yes. it's just some people who frankly don't deserve the consideration of issue.
Sense to ask for a letter, please. Friend saying vouching for the fact that, as far as they know,
so we would, if there we would make them complete an attestation that would state that they were income, that they were having issues with income.
Okay,
specifically due to COVID, that would allow us to use the ARPA funds
right.
That way they have to have had an impact,
right? Like
okay.
Under or non employment. Like UG,
right?
So,
and now what about when next month's bill comes and it's just this cold and you know, this
right? It seems like it should kind of open
for the winter months,
unless it, you could reinstate it, leave the option to have it left for next month because I have January to be well, next more cold. Yes, it's cold
already. It
we get our week of this temperature every year we get this.
Yeah.
This is a little earlier than
yeah.
Usually like.
Well, I guess we can visit that next meeting.
That would be our suggestion also.
Yeah.
We revisit it if needed. Because really what we should do is change the code.
Mm-hmm.
If this is going to be something
yes.
To do routinely and not get special actions in time. So we would rather come back in January.
It's going to be hard to go back to the old days, though, because COVID has given us
unless you're asking.
That's going to be the next council to deal with.
And of course, the shutoff is a really big incentive to pay your bill. You know, that's another way of looking at it for people who probably could afford it or could find a way. And we just need to keep putting the word out about a cab. You know, maybe you approach a cab and you have a specific hardship. Doesn't hurt to ask the city and meet the city. There's something really unusual. You have a human face. You know,
but until the point that we no longer have the option of the COVID relief funds,
mm-hmm.
that's something, because that's so economically affecting people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's the caveat.
So it's for.
Yeah. That puts us in that situation for this winter. And hopefully by next winter we have that option and don't need it.
Yeah.
You know, but I think this winter we do.
Okay, so it's been moved. I don't think we have seconded. I will second it for the third option. Okay. All right, been moved and seconded, and I think we discussed it thoroughly. All in favor of the motion, signify aye.
Aye.
And the opposed, same sign. Motion carries 4-0. Okay, so that's all of the action we need to take. There's some calendar dates to note. Is there any unfinished or new business from council? Okay, this is going to be my last time. This meeting is adjourned.